Welcome to Connect with the Inner Truth. It's the podcast. It's a recent podcast I've started. And the idea of this podcast is that we work on some content that sort of helps people in terms of recognizing themselves and recognize their own internal path, their own internal journey, and sort of operate from the place of, you know, their own inner truth and their own inner guiding system. And the idea of this content for me to create this podcast is based on that. If you're one of my listeners who's been listening to my podcast in an audio version, I thought since this time of quarantine, it's a good idea to start a video version, and obviously you'll get out the audio version afterwards. And the whole idea for me is to find also ways to get some answers, but also collaborate with other people. And I thought of a person I met online, and her name is Katia. And as you can see, she's sitting here. Katia Rosanen. So just to kind of give you a bit of a background information about her, she's comes from the background of being a spiritual mentor and a coach, and also she works. Correct me if I'm wrong. She also works with business entrepreneurs and helps them find, unblock their, is that negative energies? And is that how you would say it?
I would say energy blocks, okay. Something energy that keeps them stuck.
Okay, so that's what Katia helps us with, helps entrepreneurs with helping them and sort of coaching them through their journey of working on their spiritual path. And I just thought that Katia is a good person to, you know, kind of dig deep into this topic of anxiety that we're kind of living at this point, and we're all kind of going through, and just to kind of share her wisdom, her journey, and understand how one can sort of work towards it. And anyway, welcome Katia, and thank you very much for agreeing on doing that.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It is such an honor to be here and have this opportunity to serve you, your audience, and support them. Because yes, we are truly living in times of extraordinary times, and there is a lot of uncertainty, a lot of anxiety, stress, and negativity that are around us. So how we can best move forward during this time. So hopefully I can bring some insights and support and upliftment for your audience.
Thank you, Katia. Thanks. So let's start. Why don't we just start with a conversation, how your journey began? Because I think the ones who don't know you can kind of relate to your story, and maybe we can take a bit of inspiration. I know this is not something I planned, but I'm just going to ask you as a spontaneous question. We don't have to go too long into it, but you can tell us a little bit of your story.
And I think it's good for listeners as well to get the backstory here. If you're wondering where this accent is from, I'm originally from Finland, currently living in Spain. I have traveled all around the world. I have lived in US, Australia, UK as well. Mm-hmm. And I was very, let's say privileged, maybe is the word that comes forward, that I had a mom who was very intuitive. So mm-hmm. I was grown in a family that was okay just to know things. Like she could know when guests are coming. She was like, oh, I need to make coffee because soon guests are coming. And then somebody came. It was like, oh, you can just know things. And that opened my mind for like, okay, there are some things that you can just know that are beyond your mind. Yeah. And that put me on to seeking into things. I was very interested in past lives. And
wow.
When I was growing up, 14, I remember talking with my mom, like, and being curious.
Yeah.
Like, what is the way here? And that put me to reading a lot of material around the spiritual text. And then I went through my own personal trauma, like very challenging situation at the age of 16. Mm-hmm. So that was a good thing that I had already started to be interested in spiritual studies, because that was the only way for me to find support mm-hmm. those times, because I lost a loved one to suicide, my first boyfriend, at the age of 16.
Mm. Sorry, can I just get this right? Who committed suicide?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was my first boyfriend, and that put me into a very dark place for a long time.
Mm.
And that also put me into seeking answers through spirituality. And that will really directed me now helping others to find their purpose, find their calling, and then finding ways how they can do what they want to do here in the world.
And how old were you when this happened, this whole trauma that triggered this whole new journey for you?
I was 16.
Yeah.
And 16, life is already, life was traumatic already, big trauma if somebody didn't like you or say hi. And then that kind of real thing happened. It really felt like that my world ended that age.
Can I go a little bit deeper into that point? Like, when you had this trauma with your boyfriend, I mean, did you enter into a very dark place? How long that darkness, if you did, and how long that darkness was until you saw the light of the end of the tunnel?
Yes, I did spiral down very, 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 very bottom, I feel, because I had myself suicidal thoughts. I felt like I want to end my life.
Mm.
But there was a glimpse of lights that started coming, and they kept me going.
Mm.
And the dark times, that for me was years, because I did not want to have help. Mm. I did not think I deserved help.
Wow. Because
I felt guilty. I blamed myself. I felt I should have saved him.
Mm.
And that is something now I'm, when I opened up receiving support, because there is so much help available when we are open to receive.
Mm.
And when I started opening up, and there was teachers coming, spiritual teachers, support, random person just asking, how are you?
Mm.
And just saying something nice, and just feeling the upliftment coming from those people, from the energy, from my dog. He was one of the cheerleaders, just giving unconditional love.
Wow.
But it's up to us if we are willing to allow the help and support that is available to come in.
Mm.
And it is what I now feel. Back then, I didn't even think I ever can be happy and joyful again.
Mm.
And I found a way to do it and be happy, be joyful. Life is not the same.
Mm.
And I think that goes with the current situation as well. Life shifts and changes, but we can find a way.
That's so true. That's
to bring the joy back in our lives when we allow it.
Mm. That's absolutely true. I mean, the reason why I asked that question, because I think trauma is something that pushes you, if we allow it. It really pushes us towards a direction of healing and light and another new path, you know. I mean, I obviously had a similar story, but we'll come back to my story at another time. But I think this is something that we all go through. And I think the two ways when we see negative situation or trauma or darkness is one that can kind of push us towards light, and the other that can keep us in that darkness. So it's up to us to start seeing that light and going towards it. What do you think about it? Do you kind of agree, or do you have another opinion about that, from your experience?
Yeah, because the light is always here.
Yeah.
It is available. But sometimes we are in a dark place that we close our eyes and we don't see that the light is there.
That's true.
This is something one of my spiritual teachers once said, all you need to do is turn. Wow. Like, look at the darkness, you can look at the shadows.
Yeah.
But all you need to do is turn and see the light. Mm. It's there and you deserve it. Like, it is really, like, I had self-blame and guilt, and that made me feel like I don't deserve to be in that light. I don't deserve to have joy. But if you are feeling something similar, let me just tell you, you deserve all the goodness in life. You deserve to be happy and joyful. And that is just part of the human experience, that sometimes we are going through challenging life experiences, situations that are beyond our control. Mm. And most of the things are. Sometimes we just think we are in control, but we just think we got this covered. But it is really, truly allowing yourself to have the light and turn towards the light, seek the light.
So I have another question, which is sort of connected to the darkness. And one of the questions that sort of strikes my mind before we actually were to kind of give further advice about anxiety and how to deal with it, which we'll come back at the later end of this podcast. But what I wanted to know is that just your perspective, like, about fear and anxiety, like, where do you feel it comes from? Like, what's the purpose of fear in general? You know, I think people, I feel like we should know a bit of awareness on that. Maybe some of the listeners already know this, but I think it'd be interesting to understand what's your thoughts about it. Like, where does fear comes from? What is the actual purpose of fear? And then how can one actually use it? You know, so just a rough, whatever sort of kind of intuitively comes to you this moment.
So what came to my mind when you asked that question is, like, fear actually works for us, but it can also work against us.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is something that keeps us safe. Mm-hmm. Like, when we are a child, most of us have tested, like our mom or dad has said, don't put your hand on stove, and we had to touch that, and then we realized it burns. Mm-hmm. And that was not a nice experience. I'm not gonna do it. So we learn, like, kind of fear, like, okay, that will burn me if I touch that thing again. Mm-hmm. And so it keeps us physically safe, and we try to avoid those things that are not bringing us joy. Like, if they bring negative energy or experiences, we try to avoid them. Mm-hmm. So then we start fearing those things. And there is the thing, like, some healthy dose of fear is okay, but then it might go to over the top, and then the fear starts controlling you instead of you being in charge. And when that happens, then it takes over us.
So the actual point here is that fear is there, and it can be good or bad thing, but it's really about who controls it, right? Is that how you would say it? Like, if I'm controlling it, then it's a good thing. But if it's controlling me, then that's where the paralyzation of me as a person comes in.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say good or bad. It's just what is and how we are using things to serve us and support us.
Yeah.
But the thing here is, like, having a look of the thoughts that you are having fear of, like, having the processing, checking your thoughts, are they supporting you? Because then here is the thing as well with fear. The fear is normally something that we are afraid in the future.
Mm.
And when that starts happening, we might be projecting thoughts that might happen or might not. So that's the moment when to be like, okay, is this something that I know? Or is this something I'm imagining that will happen?
Mm-hmm. Sorry to cut you there, but do you think the imagination part comes from a past trauma? Or it can be just anything?
It can. Mm-hmm. Imagination, if you believe, I believe in past lives, it can come, and this life experiences, past life experiences too.
Mm-hmm.
There might be something that we pick up from people around us, we have read about, we see in the news, we see in on social media.
Everything we accumulate as a information. Okay.
That can our help. Mind, yeah, and our thought process. But there, it like checking what is now,
yeah,
and what's in the future. Mm-hmm. And are you afraid of things that are in the future that you actually don't know?
Mm-hmm.
So that already there can help you to like shift, like, oh, okay, I am just thinking that might happen.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are having that realization, I'm thinking something in the future, you have the power to shift your thoughts so that they serve you better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you think anxiety and fear are kind of then the part of the same group in a way, because it is the fear that's making me anxious and I am thinking about the future and I want to control the future, so I am kind of anxious about what happens for the future. So it's like a sense of control I'm trying to hold, you know. So like, for example, right now I'm going through this corona crisis. Mm-hmm. By the way, not me, I'm just thinking out loud as any one of us, but it can be me. But the point here is, like, if I wanted, I had certain plans and I wanted certain things to be exactly how I wanted, imagined in my mind to be. And now this whole situation of corona comes in and it just messed up my plans. So now I have to, I'm like living in kind of like a sense of unknown, and I'm like, oh, but I wanted to do that. So I'm like getting attached to this feeling of wanting to do this. Maybe I wanted to travel, maybe I wanted to work on this project, or maybe, you know, and all of a sudden I'm starting to feel I can't even do anything. Like, I can't even plan my career, I can't plan my personal life, I can't even have fun, whatever that may resonate with whoever they wanted to do. And somewhere then it's like I have no sense of control. And since I don't have the sense of control anymore, I don't have control in myself, you know. So do you think that sort of connected in that way?
Yeah, and when you shared, I just saw this spiral going, like, your mind going rapidly, all these things are linked and the energy just was spiraling there. And this is what happens. So thank you so much for sharing that example, how the mind can make these things up. Like, oh, this, because of this and this and this. And yes, living in uncertainty is challenging for many.
Yeah,
it is. Like, we love to know, or at least pretend that we know something in the future. Some of us love planning, some of us are more in the flow.
Yeah.
And now we might feel like, oh, we are stuck inside our homes, we can't do this and that. But here is something I learned from University of Santa Monica, where I studied.
Okay.
Is how you relate to the issue is the issue. That piece of wisdom has helped me so much.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like the little awareness that just triggers you, and then you're like, yeah, okay, you know, and that was the moment.
Relate to the issue is the issue.
Yeah.
So yeah, many of us, our plans got changed.
Yeah.
Like, I supposed to travel in Barcelona in a couple of days. Well, yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Ain't gonna happen right now, but you know.
Yeah, and we don't
know. Just in other ways, you know.
Yeah, and I can connect with my friend who are meant to meet there online. So making a way, adjust.
Yeah.
Because life is all about change. It always is. And we are okay when the change is in our favor.
Yeah.
But when it's not, then we get upset.
Mm.
And we get upset because our plans got changed and I don't like that.
Yeah.
So then it's another thing I can share. What you can do when you realize I'm upset because, like, because of this happened. Now I'm stuck at home. Now because I can't do what I want because I can't go to see my family. So checking those things and bringing them to the light. And what I mean with that is just being more aware why you are upset, help you then to start working on those upsets. And often there is also judgments involved in this.
I was going to ask you that, but it's good that you actually brought it up. Okay.
Yeah, because the judgments are some of the things that we judge that are wrong, or judge something that they like the world how it is now is not like I planned. So I judge the world wrong. I judge the coronavirus as bad. And all these judgments are things that we then have a power to work through. And when we work through those judgments, we bring more ease into our life. And this is can be done through compassionate self-forgiveness. That's one of the ways. And it is simply when you recognize those judgments, is saying, I forgive myself for judging myself or whatever that is as whatever that judgment was. And notice here, you are just forgiving the judgment. So it's just clearing your mind from the judgments and bringing more peace. And you can breathe more easy. Like, because when we are anxious, you might not breathe.
So yeah, it's like, that's so true. But I have a question on the... I have a question on the judgment part. So let's all relate to the situation of the coronavirus, since we are in that, all of us. And there are different kind of judgments. You know, one is, oh, I'm not able to do things that I wanted to do. Hence, I kind of feel like a failure because I can't do certain things. So I kind of judge myself. Then there could be somebody who's judging the news and certain states, or judging the actual, like you said, coronavirus, or judging the situation, or and then there'd be some people who are kind of probably judging themselves within the relationship that they are into, because they're all quarantined. So now it's like too much closeness with the people they live with, whether it's their partner, their children, or their whoever they're sharing the space with. And there is a sense of judgment that sort of keeps coming in. Do you think that that's also sort of then connected with the fear itself? Or is that judgment in itself is a separate entity in itself, you know? If that sort of resonates with you as a question or makes sense.
It does. They can be related.
Yeah.
Because when we are in fear, we might judge even more.
Right.
Because we're afraid that when these things happen, it affects us not the way we want things to go.
Yeah.
So we might be, when you are in peace, you might have less judgments in general. Like, you don't need to keep judging. But that is a human nature. So if you do judge, forgive yourself for judging yourself. That's one of the things we do that. Yeah. And I do that too. And it is just being aware, because then you can pick those up and you can forgive and you can just bring more peace in. And it is with the fear. It is also like checking how you relate to the fear that you are feeling.
So if I'm judging myself or a situation or anything, then how do I need to sort of come back to that reality or come to that awareness that I'm judging myself? You know, whatever sort of resonates to this question.
That comes like when you start observing your thoughts. If you pick up like, okay, let me just observe, like just a few moments, like what are my thoughts? Are they supporting me? And when you find yourself like having thoughts that are not supporting you, those might be judgments. So then it's again how you relate to those when you find those, it can be like actually a good thing, because mm-hmm. when you recognize, hey, I have been judging, mm-hmm. I have been judging myself as a failure here. Like, hey, I found that, because now I can work on that. Mm-hmm. I can like shift that thought. Mm-hmm. When we are not aware of them, it's harder to change them. Mm-hmm. We just keep thinking over and over and over again the same thing. And then when we are aware, hey, I am thinking right now that I'm a failure, mm-hmm. and that actually doesn't really feel good. It doesn't support me in this situation. Mm-hmm. So how about if I forgive myself for judging myself as a failure? Mm-hmm. And you might need to do it a few times. Mm-hmm. Just test it out, because sometimes our mind might be like, oh no, I don't even believe this, but test it out, check it out. And then when you have done a few times the forgiveness, then you can choose, how do you want to see yourself? Mm. That's again, is a choice that you can make. If you don't want to be a failure, so how do you change that word? What would you like to be?
Yeah. So it sounds to me that it's more about coming to more and more awareness and training your mind into that awareness, and being more conscious of your thoughts, you know, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yes,
absolutely. That helps, because that's, I believe the awareness is the key.
Yeah.
When we are aware, then we have the power to do changes, choose something else.
Yeah.
If we're not aware, we just don't know.
Yeah.
So that is kind of the journey we are here, becoming more and more self-aware, so that we can make our thoughts and our mind serve us and support us here on the journey.
So if I'm somebody, I think you've kind of answered it, but I just want a little bit more into it. If I'm somebody who has so much negative thought patterns, you know, I'm judging, I'm full of fears, I'm judging others, but I'm also deep down judging myself. My self-esteem is probably not the best. Do you think it sort of requires for me to have some sort of honesty with myself to reach that awareness, you know? Or does that require for me to just observe my thoughts, or like what's sort of like, what would be the way for me to kind of to observe that? Like, because I feel like sometimes when you're in that lower state, it's very like deep down, you know, there's a problem. When you're in that darkness, you know, there's a problem because you're feeling that and you know that, but then it's like, it's such a dark place that you don't really know how to actually come out of it, or even start thinking in a positive way, or just be detached from that those negative thought patterns and feelings, you know? So I'm just wondering, what could be a quick way for somebody to come to that awareness, or what can they do in a moment to kind of help them to see a bit of light, to, you know? So what are your
thoughts? That's a beautiful question, and I really can feel for that, because I have been there. I have been one of those who
full
of negativity.
Yeah.
And did not see, like, now everybody say like, oh, you smile all the time. I'm like, yeah, I do now, but if you don't know my story, it's kind of like, okay, I get that. Like, I was not always this joyful and enjoying life. So I get that. Yeah. And what helped me, and of course everybody have their own journey, but I believe one of the first keys here is to, if you are feeling like that you're in a dark place, is to ask yourself, are you willing to do something about it? Because the willingness will take you forward. You are the one who can choose, because I was closed Like I didn't want to have help. I was like, no, I don't want your help. I'm here. Until then came a day, I was like, okay, I opened the door a little bit. Like, okay, maybe I let somebody just to give me a positive word.
Yeah.
So that came when I was ready. I felt like I'm ready to be willing.
Yeah.
And that was the first step. And then it came like, okay, I had my dog. I got the puppy and he was so loving. And then I was like, okay, I allow my dog to love me. Yeah. And it was like finding these little pieces, because if your mind is in a dark place, it's like finding, and that can be even for a day, like finding one good thing. And that can be some days I had challenge with that, finding one thing. Even that one thing can help you to focus on something that is light or love, or just tuning into that.
It sort of opens the door for you and it makes you feel open. So it sounds to me it's kind of connected to gratitude as well then.
Yeah, it's all connected.
Kind of connected, you know, like fear is connected to anxiety and judgment. Then there is finding that one thing to open you up. It's sort of like, then it's kind of going more in the direction of gratitude to open yourself up, you know? So.
And it can be just finding one thing that you are grateful for today. It might be something that, hey, I'm here again. Like it might not be even fully with the gratitude, but it's just finding something beautiful, but just like working with yourself. And some days you might find 10 things, some days you might find one, but at least have the willingness to seek something positive in your life, because there always is if we are looking.
So true. And especially in this time, I think this time is, if you look at it, it's at the same time, it's a time where you can actually, A, you can become so grounded, but B, within that grounding, you can find beauty in simplistic things, you know, and especially with all what's going on, the fact that we're in our homes with our loved ones in itself is a blessing at this point, you know. So sometimes, even though there is like so much darkness, but if one can look for the lightness, you know, and it's just a shift perspective, you know, and that's how I feel, you know.
Because it's, again, like you can take a look of all the things you can't do right now, because many of us are in lockdown.
Yeah.
Or you can check, okay, what can I do?
Yeah.
Are there things that I can do now? Okay, how can I shift? Like for me personally, I love going to the gym. And now I can't. So now I'm doing exercise YouTube videos. And that has been so fun. I'm dancing home. Like nobody's watching, so I can dance. So,
and the beauty of it is now you have time, more time, you know. Of course you're busy, but what I mean is now you can manage your time. I don't know how you're finding your time, but I'm finding my time much more manageable right now than I was, you know, before the quarantine. Not that I'm saying it has to be quarantine all the time, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it is, again, like how you relate to the issue is the issue, like how you see your time, how you see your what you can do. Yeah. And it is like I feel that the calling to serve within me is more active than ever. Wow. It was like just like I want to support, I want to help to uplift people's spirits.
Yeah.
As I've been doing my journey, so maybe there is that I can now pay forward and be a glimpse of light to somebody who needs it. So that's my intention here, and that's the calling that I have to serve and support people as we are going through these challenging times, and as we are finding a ways for us to have joy in our days, even when we are in a lockdown or quarantine and not being able to do what we want to do. There is always opportunities to find joy.
Yeah. So I think what we're going to do is now, after we're almost at the end of this conversation, so I just want to ask you a few final questions mm-hmm. then we're going to wrap it up. And because Katia is on a time schedule here, and we're going to obviously want this podcast not to be too long as well for you, for not to make it boring for you guys.
So yeah, I told you, like, I could talk about this for hours.
This is a topic that we can go for on. And actually, if you guys did enjoy this podcast so far, let us know, then we can obviously explore a much more deeper topic another time. So that's something we could do. But for now, we are on a limited time schedule at this point. So, okay. So since our podcast topic is about, you know, grounding yourself, balancing yourself in this time of anxiety. And again, if someone's listening to this right now or later in the stage or whenever in their life when they're feeling anxious, what do you feel is the one thing they can do, either in their thought process or physically in their exercise or some sort of activity? Like, what is that one thing they can do to shift that mindset or the shift that feeling or bringing themselves to grounding and sort of a balanced state where they can sort of walk towards, like, how can they achieve this feeling of being in the moment, according to you, you know?
That is a big question.
Which probably does not have one answer. I am aware of that. But it's more Katia's point of view, you know.
I believe that our thoughts, feelings, and actions, they are actually like a triangle. They are connected.
Yeah.
And what we can do when we work on one of them, then the others will follow as well.
Okay.
And as we talked so much about our mind and our thoughts, so there I can give an easy thing, and this might be helpful. It's to, if you start noticing that your mind is going to that fearful thoughts pattern, mm-hmm. bring you anxiety that you often feel in your body, mm-hmm. and that might be a certain action that you do. Mm. So then it is like, let me try something different. So if you're willing, you can choose on that moment to just for a moment to think somebody or something that you love, and just allowing the love to come forward. Because when we have love, there is less room for negativity. There is less room for fear. And that love, when you think about that, because you can shift your mind to focus on something that you love, and that is consciously, you're like, okay, now let me just think for a moment. Mm-hmm. You also might relax your body. You might notice your shoulders goes down because you can now breathe. And then you can choose again in that place with that energy, choose an action that supports you more. Mm. And that might be sometimes it is to move your physical body, like to within its limits, mm-hmm. and respecting your body, but just allowing yourself to move a little bit so that you can shift that energy, and then you can continue your day. It's just breaking the pattern. Like, I go just for the negative road. So then you do something different and you have a better choice than like, okay, here I have more openness to choose something that serves and supports me. So it's a kind of longer answer than
I mean, I know it's a very big question I asked that probably needs a podcast on its own, but just a quick tip here to kind of for us to think about and resonate and try out, you know?
Yeah.
But actually it's so true. I mean, tell me if that's true, but I sometimes use the same kind of a technique, but I start thinking about a crush, like an old crush or a new crush, or that really helps me as well to kind of find my flow. And then I don't even have to worry about the crush, but it sort of kind of puts me in a, like a romanticized state. And then it's like my day really goes really well. Do you think that that's kind of connected to the same thing?
Because you're connecting with the crush, with the emotion there,
yeah.
like what you felt towards that person.
Yeah.
And that uplifts you. So you're using that emotion, and that person is just helping you to tap into that emotion that you had.
So this person can be your child, your crush, your lover, your pet. It can be anybody, basically.
Anybody.
An emotional connection with.
And it can be a place that you love as well. It okay. can be something beautiful thing that you own, and maybe it's a piece of art that
or you or an experience love. Maybe, like a great experience you had in the past. What do you think about that? Do you think
Then we sometimes go back.
Into the negative. Okay, that's interesting.
No, we don't go back into the negative, but we go back in time.
Ah, that's very interesting. Okay.
So that's another topic we can talk about, okay. but it's more like having something you love right now. It's present for you.
Okay.
So you are here, and it can be just checking if you have like something. It's just, wow, I have this piece of art. I have mm-hmm. this loved one, and just allowing yourself to open your heart for that love.
Wow, that's nice. That's nice. So I think that's a great advice. Thank you, Katya. I think that totally resonated with me. I'm hoping it resonates with your audience and mine, whoever's listening to it. And the idea of this podcast is for us to, for me to help people to connect with their own journey, and and I will be doing more collaborations with experts like Katya and other specialists who can sort of give us a new perspective, a new wisdom. And that's what Katya did today. And I mean, I'm very ever so grateful that we dug deep. And what I really liked about our conversation is that you really allowed to share yourself in this conversation. And as I'm resonating to you, I'm hoping that our listeners are resonating to this. And just a final thing to say, do you have anything to add for the listeners yourself, and also what you're up to at the moment, and if anyone wanted to sort of connect with you, where can they actually find you, so if you could share your bit of information on that as well. So a final thing to say, and how they should connect with you. Two things. Just to wrap it up quickly.
So just want to say, like, believe that it's possible. Like, if you have the power to change your thoughts, it's possible. And that word, it's possible, it's just allowing the opening. You don't even need to know always how, but you can believe, you can choose to believe it's possible. Mm-hmm. And then the how will follow. You will find it when you have the opening.
So true.
Oh, and you can find me on Facebook. It's my name, Katya Rusanen 22. I have a Facebook page where I love to share spiritual insights, inspiration, meditations, and just uplifting content. And I as well have a group, a Facebook group called mm-hmm. Lightworkers Who Succeed on Purpose. Mm-hmm. You are welcome to join, as that is a place to just connect and just finding ways that support each others and growing as a community in professionally and personally. And that way we can just uplift the awareness and uplift the consciousness here.
Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you very much, Katya. So yeah, we're gonna say goodbye to each other. Any final thoughts to that? I think we've kind of wrapped it up, and we are good in time. You still have 7 minutes to go for your next meeting. Okay, so let's write to each other. But anyway, thank you very much again, and you take care, and we shall speak soon. And thank you for listening to us, and we shall meet soon. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Bye.